1 hour till dawn, and the heat of the day had well and truly dissipated. The cold crept into my old bones as I lay waiting, and I longed to feel the warmth of the sun, any sun, one final time. In the jungle, nothing had stirred. Still, I was sure that the shadows had grown longer and darker. A deep, unnatural darkness. The mutants, the monsters, were gathering their forces, increasing in number. There were butterflies in my stomach. That wasn't like me. A catacomb's patience is his greatest strength. But tonight, it didn't feel that way. It felt like we were only postponing the inevitable. My mind flashed back to my talk with Farris, and I felt my blood heating up at the memory. But I realized something now. The General had had a point. Not about my motives. Colonel Ironhand Strachan is no damned coward. But I had been reluctant to face the mutants again. I still was. I couldn't explain why. It was a churning in my gut, an itch in my brain, an instinct that there was something wrong here. Something I'd missed. Thinking back, I realized that the itch had been there all night, ever since I had first clapped eyes on this damned place. So, what was I doing out here? Waiting for an attack that I couldn't defend against? Waiting to die? I was following my orders. But the Emperor knows I've defied enough fool-headed generals in my time. I'd have stuck my knife in Farris's damned heart and been glad to do it, if I thought it would save a single one of my men. The problem was, this time, I didn't know if it would. I didn't know what to do for the best. Or maybe I did. Maybe, at some level, I had known all along. Maybe I just had to listen to my gut. I climbed to my feet, and I walked towards the jungle. As I passed the outermost huts of the village, I could almost feel the sights of 100 Lasguns upon me. I was out in the open now, at the mercy of those guns, but not one of them fired. I stooped and laid my guns on the ground. Then I shrugged off my backpack and webbing, set them down too. And I raised my hands to show that they were empty. I almost choked on the words I had to say, the last words I had ever imagined would come from my throat. I didn't raise my voice. There was no need. My name is Colonel Strachan, and on behalf of the 2nd Katakan Regiment of the Imperial Guard, on behalf of the God Emperor himself, I offer you my unconditional surrender. It was almost a minute, a long, anxious minute, before anything happened. Then, I heard a whisper of leaves to my left, and a near-human shape detached itself from the foliage. It padded towards me. Lasgun raised, and I felt my fists clenching involuntarily. The mutant was beside me now. I recoiled from its rancid breath. It spoke to me, in the same unholy language I had heard them speak before, and I wanted with all my soul to lash out. I wanted to punch, to kick, to spit, to pull my knife and to carve my name in that abomination's chest. Instead, I just watched as the mutant signaled to its comrades, as one by one they stepped out from the jungle behind it.